ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted! Steve, I mean, years ago, I boxed a giant dude.
Yes.
In an arena.
Yes.
But looking at the scars on your face now, I feel like you've been in a worse fight.
Yes.
And yours is supposedly fake.
That's my favorite part. Wrestling's fake. Look at my face. I'll show you how fake it is.
Yeah.
There's nothing fake about these scars, black eye.
Right. It's fake in the sense of shouldn't say that's right. Nobody says fake anymore. It's what predetermined
it's
entertainment.
It's predetermined. It's choreographed. It's this, it's that. But man, the hits are real.
Yeah.
A video cassette tape smashed against your face. And I showed Ted some of the footage of my match against Pitfall Jones at Without a Cause Wrestling this past Sunday. A videotape cassette smashed against a man's face cannot be fake.
No.
A steel chair to my face cannot be fake. The verified championship, the championship that sounds like you, D-Ted Smith, across my face did not cause this black eye because it's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my ass kicked. I ain't gonna lie. I got my ass kicked. I think Pitfall also, we chatted the next day. You good? He's like, I'm sore. But I think if you showed the two of us to somebody and said, who won this fight, everybody's going to point at Pitfall and go, clearly Pitfall won this fight.
Oh, really?
Did. Oh, yeah. His face is fine. It's a beautiful face. I mean, I don't want to hurt his face. I'm an ugly man.
Would you do it again?
I'd do it again right now.
Really?
I would have done Yes. It was one of the greatest moments of my entire life. And I don't know how to explain it, and it's odd. But obviously not getting hit in the face with cassettes, that sucked, don't get me wrong. But if you took the whole moment, the experience of being in that match, being in over my head, not thinking that I could accomplish, being able to do a 35-minute match, a last man standing match, a main event match, and make it entertaining for everybody and not make a fool of myself. Yeah, I got my ass kicked and kids hit me and all this fun stuff. But we put on an epic match. And yeah, I could critique many parts of that match and be like, eh. But on the whole, man, it's one of the coolest moments of my entire life.
Yeah.
Better than, I would even put it ahead of the playing drums with Stone Temple Pilots. And I know that people would think that's nuts. But that's just to show, to illustrate how awesome of a moment this was. This was, for me, this was the moment where I finally, I think, people that are wrestlers in town finally took notice and said, oh, crap, Steve's not just doing this for funsies. You know what I mean?
Like,
he's, obviously, I'm doing it for fun because I'm not making a living off of it, but I'm not going into it trying to rest on my name and just do enough to look like a wrestler, but not really put myself in harm's way. I got my ass kicked, man.
Yeah.
And he beat the living crap out of me. And I kept going and kept going. And I put on a fun match.
I got to tell you, I'm sorry, but it does seem insane.
It does. I know. I get it.
Right.
My parents think it's nuts. Everyone, my wife, she's probably the most supportive of everyone in my life that she's not going too vocal about it. But I know she thinks I'm crazy. But she knows it makes me happy. I can't explain it, man. I can't tell you
is
why.
Is it growing up watching wrestling that much?
Sure.
All right. Because I just. Like the culture you're in now, there's sometimes like some of you guys get to talk. I'm just like, I don't know. I just don't get it.
And I get that you don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like
because you just look, sorry, but you look effed up right now.
I know. My face is screwed.
But I've never seen anybody who obviously got his ass beat be so happy about it.
I've never been happy, dude. I was laying on the mat as the match is over and our referee, Aubrey Edwards, comes over. It's like, you good? I'm like, I'm never better. And she's like, you just put on a masterpiece with Pitfall. Like, the two of you killed it. You killed it. And I'm hearing the crowd, dude. That's what it is. It's like, yeah, if it was just him and I in a basement doing this to each other, no, Ted, I would never do it in a million years. But when you're doing it in front of 200 people and they're into it and the kids are going nuts and the parents are going nuts and people are forgetting about whatever is going on in their lives and we are creating this escapism for them, I can't explain it, man. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Did people cheer for you or Pitfall?
Both.
All right.
Both. I mean, you know, obviously people...
I mean, it seems like you scream at children a lot, so...
I did, and they got their comeuppance. They all got to hit me. Some kicked me. They were all singing Video Killed the Radio Star during a match, which was awesome.
All right.
But I don't know how to put it in perspective, but Dave Turner, I mentioned on the Migscast, I'll just read it quickly, just because you asked, why... and this is reading this stopped me in my tracks. Dave Turner's one of the he's a great wrestler in the Northwest.
He
travels around. He's the black sheep. He's a big dude, right? And he wrote, Steve Miggs is a man with an established career in radio. He went into a last man standing match with Pitfall Jones on Sunday, his wife's birthday, which I thought was funny he threw that in there.
I forgot about that.
For without a cause, and he destroyed himself. Hey, Northwest, if this is your career or dream, Miggs forced you to step your effing game up.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That was pretty cool. It's Filthy Tom Lawler. I don't know if you remember him from the UFC days.
Yeah.
He's a wrestler now.
All right.
He wrestled at Without a Cause and apparently pulled upside the promoter and goes, how long has this guy been wrestling and how old is he? To me. While the match is going on. Because he's watching, which was surreal. And the promoter's like, he's in his 40s, like 43, and he's only been wrestling a year. And he goes, and this blew me away afterwards, after the show. And again, this is another example of why I'm trying to tell you, like, this blows me. Like, this is why I love doing it. He said, man, if that guy would have started like 6 or 10 years earlier, he'd be a star. And
yeah.
I was like, what? You know, because he's just like, he's got it. But obviously, I know it. I'm too old. I'm this and that. But like, to hear someone that is killing it on the indies look at me and be like, he's got it. And he even specifically told the promoter, I want to wrestle him.
Oh, nice.
Which, yeah, Ted, it's really nice. But it's also, he's a UFC fighter.
Yes, but Steve, this is predetermined. It's choreographed. You'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
I'm looking at you. You'll be fine.
Yeah, the kicks. I saw who he wrestled, Chase James. I saw what Chase looked like after the match. Those were real bruises all over his arms.
Real kicks.
Yeah. You won't see the bruises on my arms because I got tattoos, but they'll be there, Ted. But I would do it because it would be an incredible experience. Ted, in other words, I'm crazy. Your
all
friend
right.
Steve is crazy.
All right. I'm just like... I mean, like, yesterday, Mike and I had a legit conversation. Is Steve okay? I was like, I have not heard from him. We're podcasting tomorrow. I saw the film. He's got to be hurting, but I think he's okay.
I was glad we had Monday off.
Yeah.
I was very glad about that. Like, it was nice to be able to sleep in a little bit, but I felt fine. Honestly, like, my face was sore. My back hurt a little bit.
I was going to say, well, that chair shot. Steve, I played 1.5 soccer games and my back hurt so bad. I could barely get out of bed on Monday.
You know what hurt the worst? I was like, man, my chest is killing me. I'm like, was it from all the chops? And then I went back and I was watching some of the footage and I forgot that he piled some cassettes on my chest, jumped up and stomped on them.
I'm just saying that out loud. I mean, I'm sorry, but you get where I'm coming from. Like, this seems insane.
Didn't say it wasn't tight.
How did my chest get hurt? Oh, yeah. That other dude piled up VHS tapes and stomped on me.
Jumped, landed, and then fell over. That hurt, Ted. That hurt the most.
That would have hurt without the cassette tapes.
Then when he broke the videotape over my head so he could break one open and wrap me with a videotape so kids can punch me, that also hurt.
That one looked like it hurt.
It hurt a lot.
In defense of your head, it's pretty impressive it actually broke the tape.
I know. Hey, shout out to Pitfall Jones, my friend that beat me up. Honestly, he's truly the best in the Northwest. The guy made me look like $1 million and led me through an incredible match. And I owe a lot to him. And that's from the bottom of my heart. The dude's great. And also, I love a lot of love for Without a Cause Wrestling. They took, and they admitted it, they took a big chance in letting me be in the main event. And they were very skeptical of that, and I appreciate the honesty. Like, after the fact, I'm glad they didn't say it beforehand because that would have freaked me the F out. But the fact that they were like, yo, yeah, we debated it, but we knew that people are into seeing you in that ring at Without a Cause, and you've been busting your ass and you earned it. It's not like as if like we're giving it to you because you're a radio guy and we're gonna get all this free publicity. Yeah, of course you're getting publicity, but you don't want to look like fools putting a main event with someone who doesn't deserve it and can't hold his own. So I'm glad I made them proud. That was a very important part of it for me. I had a lot to prove to myself, mainly, that I could do it, but also I wanted to prove to a lot of the workers in town that I'm not a joke.
Yeah,
and I think
you probably proved that by now.
I think I did. I think
and
I
also,
did.
Also, I mean, I think you proved to yourself with just the cardio level.
Yes,
I mean, 35. I mean, forget the painful stuff, like,
bro.
That is a long time to be exerting that kind of energy.
It helped that it's a last man standing match, and whenever you knock a guy down, you know, you have a 10 count. Whoever, if you can't get up at a 10 count, you lose the match.
Right.
So there are times where he's down, and I'm like, just stay down till 9. I don't care if you're not. Like, just please, just give me that time. So, because I'm like, breathe. That's where I was able to catch my breath. That helped. But because I was even thinking, I'm like, man, when he's down, I'm going to like stomp around looking pissed. No. When he's down, I'm hitting that turnbuckle and I'm just waiting. I'm just breathing and enjoying the moment of a moment where I'm not getting hit with anything and I can breathe.
Yeah.
It was awesome, dude.
What was the best part offensively? Throwing him through the table. That looked awesome. I was like, damn, Steve. Bro. See, my problem is I would see the aftermath. I was like, I bet I'd like to throw somebody through a table, but I don't think I want to do the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the radio person you don't want showing up. Ted's not real. He doesn't even care about the sport. He showed up to throw a guy through a table, and he did it wrong.
The video is great because, like, and put him right perfectly in the right spot. We weren't even planning on using a table before the match. Really? One of the guys showed up with a table. Another wrestler goes, hey, I found this on Craigslist for a couple bucks. I didn't know if you guys wanted to use it or not. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And then we decide, okay, man, you know what? We should. And I'm glad we did because throughout the entire freaking match, the crowd's chanting, tables, tables. I'm like, God, imagine if we didn't plan on using a table or if there wasn't a table. We would have pissed off the entire room.
I still love that another wrestler just showed up with it.
That's the kind of support we need in life, man. Just when you don't know you have a table, a man shows up with a table and says, I don't know if you need it. If not, I'll use it in the future, but I brought it just in case.
I feel like that's the next step of this evolution is you leaving your wife's birthday party with like TV tables. And it's like, where's he going? Nowhere. These won't ever be back.
My wife's family must think I'm nuts. I mean, I leave Easter so I could go hit a man with a chair. We celebrated her birthday the day before, don't get me wrong.
I will lie. I feel like this is a little bit of a crazier departure than just the crazy hockey guys.
Yeah. It's dead.
What? Easter, the Lord is resurrected, and Steve's going to hit a man with a chair.
And bring him right back down.
Yeah. It's a chocolate bunny. All you get is a peep, little bitch. Sorry, I'm getting aggressive now.
Let's get the heart rate for no reason. And stuff. I got also a story about our date night, date day to celebrate my wife's birthday was almost ruined by a car accident.
Oh, I thought you were going to say another wrestler. Like, wait a minute. This is going to be the best promo you've ever done.
All right, time to get the heart rate and the blood pumping in the brain.
Functioning.
I felt like this was appropriate in honor of the man that I have the utmost respect for, even though he beat the living piss out of me. Hopefully this works. Come on. This is not what I thought it was.
Is this his entrance music?
No, but I try to find something close enough. It's a rock version.
All right.
Of the Indiana Jones theme.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. His version's way cooler, but I can't find it. I think it's custom made.
This is like the video game version.
Yeah, it's by Shinray, metal cover. All right, let's get 10 Mega Family.
It's so much easier when we haven't just lifted.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going full bro after this.
You going hard?
I'm going to go lift, then I'm going to go home and cook a steak.
Oh, bro.
Right?
Bro.
Bro.
Dude, today, guess what's showing up in the mail for me, bro? Brand new grill.
Oh, awesome.
Got myself one of them Traeger
grills.
You did
get the Traeger, didn't you?
I did.
Nice.
I'm going to cook some awesome vegan meals on that thing.
You're going to come over for pulled pork. Let's not pulled pork, just pulled portobellos.
You want to come over for some Beyond Meat burgers?
You know, that might not be a bad call.
They're actually very delicious.
They are. They sell them everywhere now, too.
Oh, dude, they're freaking amazing. If you have to pick Beyond Meat or Impossible, go Beyond Meat, in my opinion.
All right.
Lunchbox Laboratory.
All right, I've only had the Impossible. I haven't had the Beyond Meat, but they sell that at the QFC by my house.
Yeah.
They sell sausages, too.
Field roast sausages.
All right.
If you ever want to have a good vegan sausage. I actually like them better than most sausages. And the Beyond Meat burgers, the ones that look like the patty already with the clear top.
Yeah.
Get those.
All right.
They smell great. They taste great. I like them better than regular burgers.
I still just don't want to eat that tempa.
Oh, I almost cursed. I hate tempa.
It is so awful. Because you're right. I can deal with field
roast. We tried.
Yeah. We tried teriyaki tempa, which is probably the best you're going to get it.
And barbecue tempa.
Yeah.
And both sucked.
Yeah.
My wife always keeps saying, oh, no, you just haven't had it the right way. I'm like, I've had it every way. I've had it the way you prepared. I've had it ways at restaurants. Tempa sucks, babe. Do not ever feed me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ted Talks.
I'm a wrestler now.
Starring B-Tex Smith.
The unofficial start of summer, or is it the official start of summer with Memorial Day?
I'm saying it's the official start of
summer. All right, it's the official start of summer. Simple one for you today. let's have some fun out there, folks. I don't know. Maybe you've been lifting or working out. Maybe you haven't. Either way, you can go swimming. Take your shirt off.
Yes.
Right? Go swimming.
It is the start of shirtless summer.
Yeah.
I just threw spit around you. Sorry.
Shirtless summer. Steven.
Sorry. Shirtless summer and scrim.
But yeah, seriously, pop the shirt off, go swimming. Also, eat a hot dog, eat a vegan sausage. I don't know. Just go to a grill, go to a cookout.
Barbecue season.
Yeah, man. Just enjoy it.
Nice. I'm in. Let's do this. What do you got planned for the weekend? Anything big?
My traditional brunch got canceled.
Uh-oh.
I will say, it's okay.
Do you need me to go bring a chair and talk to somebody?
No, it's just more of it's me. Look, Ben, they used to work here.
Yeah.
I go out and get brunch with his whole extended family.
Nice.
So they just changed the plan. So was it like anything?
Okay, so you don't need your friend Steve to pull all...
No, they're just... Their family's choosing to do something else. So it's an... Now I sound kind of pathetic. Like, it really barely involved me. I would just show up to the brunch.
Right, you're just crashing their party.
Right, but now they're going to an island, so they leave
test. Crash the island.
You know, Steve, they invited me to the brunch.
You haven't gotten to that point yet.
No.
At what point are they going to finally just invite you to the damn island?
Yeah.
I'm going. I'm showing up.
Steve's showing up.
Then wouldn't that be great if anytime there's any issue, like, what's up with Ted now? His friend Steve is really aggressive.
Right, and he's got a chair.
And a championship belt.
Can you imagine? Hey, Steve, what are you doing here? Shut up, Ben.
This doesn't concern you, Ben.
We know you would have invited Ted.
It actually does concern me. It's my family. Not right now. I don't have time for you. Why haven't you invited Ted?
Who's your brother? Alex, get over here. So I think I might go up north a little bit and brunch with Joe and his family.
Okay, good.
On Sunday.
When one brunch plan closes, another one opens up.
Friday, I'm going to go get some Korean fried chicken.
Okay, where at?
Not sure, but okay. Tim Lewis, who's a fighter down at Cage Sport, works at a Luda Sport with it's like wrestling. You got to mention all the stuff.
Yep, you got to
Luda Sport with our buddy Drew. So after his fights, he's of Korean descent. They always get Korean fried chicken. I was like, I haven't had any. So my buddy Arthur, who is Korean, he's like, we're going out Friday.
And he's like, yeah, I got the hookup.
Yeah. So which restaurant we're going to, I'm not sure.
No idea.
Yeah. I'm picturing me, a lot of beer, and eating fried chicken.
Well, you're going to see me. I'm going to be over at the Carrie Underwood concert.
Ooh. Where's that? Night. T-Dome?
Tacoma Dome. Sid was like, hey, I saw Carrie Underwood's playing. Any chance we could get some tickets? And was able to hook it up. Going to go see some Carrie Underwood.
Nice. Last time I was there was for bull riding.
See, I think it's going to be a similar crowd.
Yes.
I'm pretty excited. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm not really that big of a fan of her music. It's okay. But she's really hot.
Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
I know. We were just telling that story on the bus.
That's right.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood. Yeah, and that'll be a fun crowd. That'll be a boozy crowd.
Yeah, yeah, which is Sid's favorite type of crowd.
Yeah,
being around drunk, obnoxious people.
Well, like, I had a buddy that went to Coachella, right?
Uh-huh.
And, like, through a friend of a friend, he got, like, a hookup, like, to go, like, backstage or whatever. Not like where the guests are, but like the VIP area. So he's talking to like one of the guys that runs security. And the guy was like, yeah, man, Coachella's fine. He's like, it's a bunch of people tripping on, you know, psychedelics or this or that. He's like, people make fun of it, but like they're out here having a great time. He's like, next weekend is the trouble one. And he's like, what's next? He's like, Stagecoach. He's like, those country people, like they just start drinking as soon as the sun comes up. He goes, they're out in the desert. He's like, it gets sloppy.
That's a good point. If I'm security, I'd rather work Paradiso over Watershed.
100%. I mean, the worst thing you're going to have to do is just get somebody in the shade because maybe they're overhydrated or dehydrated.
Right. Get them some water. Maybe a back rub. You just never know.
Right. But I'm like, and no offense, the country crowd is a ton of fun. I love a Kenny Chesney concert down in the city.
Right. But imagine all day in the sun.
All day out in the desert. Right. That's, that's a tough.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know many country people that go planning on tripping their faces off at a country concert.
No.
Man, maybe that'll be our goal. We need to go to a country show and do some acid and see what happens.
That seems real aggressive.
I'm kidding.
Oh, I don't know anymore, Steve.
Are you going to show up
at my house with the chair now?
Yes, I am.
Ted, you either do acid with me or I hit you with this chair.
Ted, I know you're home. I see you in there.
Steve, this isn't the right environment to do acid.
Come on, Ted. I've got acid. I've got a steel chair and some pizza.
I'm scared, but I guess I'm in.
Let's go. It's Blake Shelton. It's going to be fun, Ted. I promise.
You're going to like it.
If we play our cards right, he'll let us on stage, whether he wants us to be up there or not.
How are we going to get there? I brought my VIP pass.
So awesome. All right, let's take a quick break. When I come back, yeah, dude, craziest experience, brand new car, about to go on a date night, get into a car accident.
You did?
Yes.
Oh.
On Saturday, when the Mega Cat, and dude, the story is insane.
All
it's right. Legitimately insane. It's a great story of just perfect timing. A crappy situation, but things could not have timed out better because while that crappy stuff was going on.
All right.
When the Mega Catch returns.
Ted and Steve are getting out of here, but they will come back. The Mega Cast will return. So let's get the hell out of town and get back into each other. Let's get the hell out of here and hate each other like the
Thrones is over. Millions feel lost. Don't worry, this has happened before.
When Breaking Bad ended, I was bummed. Then the spinoff show Better Call Saul came on, but the shows were boring. Then I got into Thrones. It was the best of times.
But now that too is done. Luckily, the makers of Game of Thrones let fans down easy by making sure the last season sucked. Give it time, you'll be fine. Before you know it, HBO will come up with a new series. Like a gang of cowboy outlaws who go to outer space only to find a planet of female vampires. And when they don't feud, they all have sex with each other. Vampire Rodeo. Coming soon to HBO.
Finally about to get Steve and Ted off of MILFHunters.com. The Megacast is back.
Alright, we're doing it. Ted and Steve slumber party with the Traeger grill for the summer.
Yeah, man.
Come over, just smoke some meat all day.
We'll have to stop by, what's that great store down there? Blue Ox?
Blue Max Meats.
Blue Max, yeah.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. Big fans of the station, too.
Yeah, we'll pop in there.
Shout out to Tommy and the crew over there.
Get some meat.
Yeah.
I'll buy the meat, and then I'll go to your house and go, all right, Steve, now you're in charge of it.
Yep, and I'll just be like, I don't know what the hell to do. I'm just going to turn on this Traeger and hope in like 45 minutes we have something delicious.
Right, which basically means I'll give Steve the meat and then spend the next 2 hours over his shoulder and go, what are you doing now?
Yeah, what's going on? What are you planning on putting on there?
Right, ask Sal. When I'm in his house and he smokes pork, It's just like, all right, dude. Like, it's so like, what are you doing now? All right, why that? What are we doing?
Yeah, dude, I mean, I don't know what the hell to do. But all I've heard is that with these damn Traegers, anybody could be a good cook.
Yes.
Which I'm pretty excited about because that's perfect for me.
Yeah, I'd like to get one, but apartments specifically are like no smokers.
Oh, you can't get like one of the little mini ones?
No.
That's a
you could grill. You can have a gas grill, but you can't have charcoal and you can't have smokers, even though it's a pellet.
Weird.
Yeah, it's just too much smoke.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. Well, that gives you a reason to come visit.
Yeah.
That's
man, God damn it. I'm thinking about this Calbi beat or Calbi.
Kobe?
Not Kobe. Like Key. K-A, like there's an H and an I in it. You've seen it at like Korean restaurants. So anyhow, like I have a piece of that beet. I'm just jealous now, so I'm going to go home and cook it but after I lift, but it probably would be better on your grill.
It would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got a back salad too.
Nice. Yeah, it wouldn't be as delicious though if it was on like a nice wood pellet mesquite barbecue.
Yeah, that's the other thing you got to start doing, like grilling slices of pineapple and everything.
Yeah, dude. I mean, obviously we're going to be doing plenty of vegan stuff.
Yeah.
Vegan stuff. But yeah, we've already had the talk. Sid's like, with this grill, you're planning on probably cooking some meat on there, huh? I'm like, you bet it.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's fine. Just don't expect me to prepare it for you. I'm like, I'm not planning on you preparing anything. Like, this is all about me and my time with my Traeger grill.
Yeah. I mean, I saw.
I'm talking like that. But.
I saw a guy the other day that was, that put half lemons on the grill and kind of like charred them up a little bit. So then he made fresh lemonade out of it, and it was like smoky lemonade.
What?
Yeah, dude. There's a lot you could do on a grill.
I saw recipes to make pizza, cookies.
Oh, yeah.
I want to have cookies.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
You could buy, I think you could buy, so we're getting way off topic here. But yeah, you could buy, I think
since
one of those.
When have we had a topic on the MegaCast?
Right. You know, like that cookie you buy in the pan, you just throw it in your oven?
Yeah.
Like, I bet that you could just put on the grill.
Oh. I might not come into work tomorrow. I might just spend all day eating things off of the Traeger grill. So Sunday, like I said, was my wife's birthday. I didn't get to celebrate it with her because I was too busy losing the Pitfall Jones.
What is she now, like 45?
Yeah, she's a solid 45, give or take 13 years or something. I don't know. She's 32?
Two, right? Yeah.
87. Yeah, 32.
Yeah, that adds up.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Somebody asked me the other day, and honestly, Steve, I forgot. And I was like, I think she's 30.
Yeah, she's 32. Yeah,
and yeah. They're like, haven't they been married for a while? I was like, yeah, she's got to be at least 30. So 32, that's what I'm saying. It makes more sense.
Yeah, because we got married in 2010.
All right.
Which is crazy.
It's insanity.
Yeah, we're coming up on 9 years.
Nice.
Of her putting up with my stupidity. It's impressive.
It is.
I mean, that's really a testament to a person's patience. Well, anyway, so
on both sides, Steve.
Oh, thank you, Ted. You say the sweetest things.
I got you, bud.
I appreciate it. One person has my back. it's not Pitfall Jones, I tell you that much. So on Saturday, we said, you know what? Since Sunday, I'm doing my thing. Let's have Saturday be your birthday. We're going to go to University Village.
All right.
Kind of go around, eat some Din Tai Fung because we love that. Get some Molly Moons. Go shopping, whatever you feel like getting. Because like Christmas, I like the surprise for stuff. On a birthday, I'm like, you know, you're only getting a couple, one, maybe two gifts. So you pick it out. That way, you know, 100% get what you want. And so we did all that. We had that all planned out. We're going to go drop Lulu off with the in-laws, and that way we could spend as much time away and not have to feel bad about leaving Lulu in the house. And so we're right by my house. You know, like right where the gas station is?
Yeah.
We're at the red light.
100%.
Trying to get to Meridian. So we're at the red light on our way to go to her house. Light turns green. Like, perfect. Slowly start itching out. Look to the left of me. I'm like, oh, there's a car coming right at me. Blew a red light. Blew it. I mean, completely, because I wasn't even like, I'm never quick on the green light. So, like, it wasn't even like as if I, like, the minute it turned green, I gunned it.
Right.
It was green.
The red light.
And I slowly started rolling out, you know, because I'm lazy. And I look over and I'm like, oh, great. Oh, shoot. This guy's coming right at me. T-Bone City. Right. And he's not even looking. He's just going. And I slam on the brakes and, hey, man, shout out to my new Jeep Renegade, man. That thing stopped on a freaking dime. But I'm still like, I think he's still going to clip us. He's still going to clip us. There's no way. Unless he looks up and swerves, which I did not see that happening. And everything's kind of happening in slow motion. I'm like,
what time of day is it?
2 p.m. And jeez. So I'm like, this is bull crap. And all I'm thinking is, we're going to be fine, but this is going to be a giant pain in the ass because I'm going to have to exchange information, do all that. Like, I'm already thinking about, I got to get a rental car. I got to go drop it off. Like, it's just a process I don't feel like. I'm insured. So I'm not like, and I know he wasn't going to slam into me, but he's going to hit my car. Dude, I mean, thank God I hit those brakes. He basically just scrapes the bumper. But like, just right through, right? And I'm like, son of a bitch. And he's still going. So I, you know, turn quickly and just zoom right behind him. I think it finally registered, pulls into the Lowe's parking lot. I follow him right in. And Sid's like, just calm down. Cause I'm like, livid. I'm like,
yeah.
Mother effer. I get out, this guy, and he just looks like an older douche. He's got his those stupid sunglasses that almost like, I don't even know how to describe them. Whatever. But the guy just seems like a douche. Doesn't even take off his sunglasses, like to look at me in the eye, right? Like that just pissed me off right off the get go. But I'm like, all right, no, don't want to piss off my wife. It's her special day, and I'm going to wrestle tomorrow. I don't have a steel chair on me,
right?
You know, this is a local celebrity Steve makes. This is Steve. So I'm like, hey man, what the hell? Like, just blew a red light. No, I didn't.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
I'm like, yeah, you did, man. You totally just blew a red light. Nah, I didn't. I didn't. No. Nah, definitely didn't. And next thing you know, another car shows up. Out comes one of our old buddies who's a police officer that lives in Puyallup that's a Lakewood cop.
All right.
You know as well. Guy that was at my wedding, right?
Yeah.
Haven't seen him in years. Like, just lost touch, right?
Yeah.
He's like, hey. And you can tell he's like not trying to make it like we're, because we're not like, you know, he's not like trying to be, hey, Steve, what the hell's going on? He goes right to the guy. He goes, hey, man, you just blew a red light. Any reason? Why'd you do that? He goes, I didn't blow a red light, man. He's like, no, man, you did. He's like, no. And he's just being a dick, right?
So, like, right, just to be one.
Right. And it's like, dude, seriously? So finally, the guy that we know, and I was like, couldn't ask for better timing.
Yeah.
Like, of all witnesses, he goes, just to let you know, I'm an off-duty police officer. I'm going to call the Puyallup police right now, and I witnessed you run a red light. And the attitude changed. Oh, I really? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Oh, like, yeah, right?
And I'm just looking at him like, you dick, right?
What was he driving?
A 96 Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, huh.
Right. Right. Jeep on Jeep crime, man. It's not cool.
Yeah, that's not cool at all.
Those 96ers, man, they don't like the 2017s. They have no respect for the Renegade.
Mm.
Right. So anyways, call the cops. It's nice when a cop calls a cop, because I thought for sure I was going to have to wait forever. 30 seconds, boom, police officer shows up. What's going on, guys? So he shows up. Now some random surfer dude in a car zooms in, and before the cop even got there, he goes, hey, man, I saw everything. Let me know if you need a witness. And I'm like, oh, we got a cop. He's like, well, yeah, dude, right on. Just drives off. Next thing you know, another lady pulls up in a minivan. Sir. I'm like, yeah. She's like, I saw the whole thing. You were totally in the... He was in the wrong. He blew a red light. I'm like, this is amazing.
Was the guy drunk? I mean, why?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he was on his phone. Honestly, I think he was on his phone. He just seemed kind of like a... Just... I don't know how to describe him, because I don't want to, like, insult anybody, but just almost had, like, this, like... Like, I don't know. I'm watching NASCAR and FU kind of guy. If that makes sense.
Because I'm just... Right, just to come older out with that guy. Attitude of just, like, I didn't do nothing.
Like, right, like, go F yourself kind of guy.
Yeah.
So then, and no offense to NASCAR people that are normal, that wouldn't be a dick to people.
Yeah.
Lady gives me her business card. I'm like, just in case, let me grab it. Thank you so much. Think we got it all taken care of. That cop then shows up. I talk to him for a bit, and you know, everything gets taken care of. My bumper is like, it's. I can show you a picture. It's nothing awful, and I don't think it's going to really even be anything bad. Like, you know, where it's. I think it's just going to be a replaced bumper, but it was just like, you got to be freaking kidding me. So you can kind of see, like, but he ripped a hole in the bumper.
Oh, yeah.
Scuffed it up. I mean, it's here's the best part. He's like, okay, let me get your insurance. I don't have any insurance.
Oh, you suck. Do you even legally drive in the state without insurance?
No, you get a ticket. So luckily I have uninsured motorists, so I'm not like too like stressed about it. But I'm like, of course. Of course the guy that's not paying attention on the damn road doesn't have insurance. Like, if you're not going to pay. And even Sid said something like, I can't remember exactly what she said. And I'm like, what do you think? He can't even afford insurance. You think he can afford blah, blah, blah? Like, I was just pissed off.
Oh, while he's standing there?
Yeah. I didn't care.
And what'd he say to that?
He just kind of put his head down. Like, I was just like, go screw yourself, man. Like, if you're going to drive around without insurance, I get it. Money's tough for some people. But you better be freaking alert. Like, don't be playing on your damn phone and blowing red lights.
For me, it's not even that. It's just like, you know what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just feel like, I'm so sorry. How can we work this out, right? Like, most people are going to be reasonable with you. But just to have that attitude of like,
Didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I bet he was just like, when that guy said he was an off-duty police officer, you know his world was wrecked at that moment.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, son of... And then I hand out the information with the Puyallup police officer. He's like, okay, you're good. I'm like, totally fine, man. Thank you so much. He goes, all right, you go. I got plenty to do with this guy now. Because uninsured, caused the accident. I have no idea what happened with that. But F him.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, so that was
So then what'd you do after that?
Dropped Lulu off and went to Din Tai Fung in the University Village.
Oh, you still drove up?
Absolutely. The car was running fine.
All right.
Car was fine. Obviously it's going to need a new bumper. Probably need some cosmetic stuff on like the little hitch thing. Got tore up a little bit. A couple little things. But I have no idea until they look at the car. But I would imagine that's about all that's going to have to happen. And, you know, it's all covered with my insurance, thankfully. But even my insurance, so we have his information because I got, you know.
Yeah.
The police officer got all that. So they're going to go after him. But I don't know what they're going to get. I mean, you're going to squeeze blood out of a turnip.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, good luck. Good luck getting money from a guy who can't afford insurance.
God.
Yeah.
That's all. And that's just, car accidents are just terrible.
It just sucked. Because now I'm dealing with now my insurance people. And I have to go, I dropped my car off yesterday. And then, you know, I have car rental insurance, but it's $50 a day. The rental place comes and brings me a car that's more than $50 a day. And I'm like, they're like, yeah, you got to pay for. I'm like, why do you have any cheaper cars? Like, yeah. I'm like, well, why'd you bring me this one? Well, it fit in your plan. I'm like, no, it didn't. It's more than $50 a day.
Right, I was trying to pay zero for day.
Right, like I'm not looking to pay anything out of my own pocket. Like this is a massive inconvenience for me. Even if it's an extra $5 to $10 a day, I don't want to pay for any of it. So I contact my insurance people. They fix that. They're like, no, you're fine. They're waiving those extra couple bucks. I'm like, thank you. I have no problem bringing back the car they gave me. You gave me a Pathfinder. I don't need a Pathfinder.
Yeah, right.
Like, just give me the freaking smallest, cheapest car you got, man. I'm not looking to drive around in luxury. I just want my car fixed. And I don't want to pay more than what I have to pay.
Yeah, when you're in a rental car, you do not care.
No.
I just rented one this weekend. And they're like, do you want to pay extra for this and that? And I was like, no. I was like, I'm literally going to drive this thing to a house, park it, get up in the morning, drive it back here.
That's all. I'm going to
exit on I-5 and off.
Yeah.
That's it.
This car is getting me home because now they have my car. I got a brand new car. I want to drive that car.
Yeah.
So
that's a lie. I exited twice, once to get Starbucks.
Okay. Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was my weekend.
Nice.
How about you?
Nice. You got a car accident. Cool.
We had a good night, though. Honestly, didn't let it bother us.
What do you get at Din Tai Fung?
The popular thing. Whatever, like the pork dumplings. Whatever the first thing is.
All right, I was going to ask, what about the wife?
She gets the...
The green beans are very good.
We got those. Those are freaking amazing. Yeah. We get those every time. The sesame noodles.
All right.
Game changer.
I like the shrimp and pork one.
Yeah.
And it's just weird because generally shrimp and pork don't go together.
I've had those. They're good. I like to just go basic with the pork.
Yeah.
So good. She gets whatever, like the spinach flour, like whatever the spinach dumpling is, all with right, like veggie stuff inside of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the problem is, you know, she's like, she doesn't eat like me.
Yeah.
So like she gets 10 dumplings. She eats 6 of them. I'm full. Right. I get 10 dumplings and I'm like, can I eat the rest of yours? No, I want to give them to my mom. And I'm like, I'm still freaking hungry.
Oh, if I go with Joe, I bet we get 3 orders.
Each?
No.
Total.
But like, right, at least 1.5 order a piece.
One order is not enough. Ten of those little bites?
Yeah,
that's what I call them. They're not dumpling. They're bites.
Yeah. I think sometimes I'm like, yeah, because I usually get, you know, I think I usually get at least 2 orders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's a tough one.
I know. So then I go 2 scoops on my Molly Moons. Ooh. Although, I don't know, man, what's going on. Now they don't accept tips there. And I feel like the scoop portions are not nearly as big.
You know what, Steve? Take your effing chair
and go to Molly Moon's.
Molly Moon's. Where's my? I want a scoop this big.
Right. Right now, it feels like the equivalent of 1 scoop, and you're trying to tell me this is 2 scoops? Sorry, I spit on you again. Very angry right now.
You are. You're fired. I'm telling you, man. The blood's pumping.
Changed man.
Don't you know when you say it with that evil smile, as big as it is, you look like the Joker right now. I'm a changed man.
What's that line they say? Like, you'll be around long enough to eventually become the villain.
Yeah, right.
Like Batman. I don't know how to say. I'm probably pissing off some Batman fan, but good luck getting me to apologize, brother. Why am I so cocky after getting my ass kicked?
Because you did get your ass kicked. I was cocky, too. I mean, look, I got my ass kicked in that boxing match.
Yeah.
But after you've been in a fight, you have this new confidence. You're like, I can do it.
I feel unstoppable.
Somebody can beat on me, and I can take it.
I now know what it feels like if someone wanted to sneak up behind me and hit me over the head with a video cassette.
Yeah, right?
Because that's what people do. One of my favorite moments of the match.
I went to Bellingham. It was cool. Shout out to the Archer Ale House.
Nice!
Yeah.
Why were you in Bellingham?
Drago got inducted to the Western Washington Athletic Hall of Fame.
I saw that he was hanging with the boys in Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah. Because there was like an alumni thing the night before. So he was hanging out with those guys. And then Odessa and Death Cab put on a show that night at the Civic Center. Supposedly it was the biggest show ever in Whatcom County.
Did you go?
I did not. Because another friend of Benny's, Ben Dragomon's my buddy. His buddy Ian, shout out to Ian's in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lake. God, Bellingham people are going to be pissed. It's on the south end of Bellingham. Mm-hmm. Swimish? Or either way, they have like 2 houses on there, then a barn.
Damn.
Yeah, they're like doctors and stuff. So we were hanging out there, kicking the soccer ball around, swimming in the lake, getting in the hot tub.
Sounds like fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all. Dude, shout out to Ben. Ben also is incredible with physical rehab.
Oh, yeah.
Athletic Training Institute in Bellevue.
In Bellevue, yes.
For ATI. Drago.
Yeah, Ben Dragomon.
Yep,
he'll be your guy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be... He hit me up. I think he saw probably some of my videos. He's like, oh, let's just make sure your knee's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And congratulations to him. He got engaged.
Yes.
Yes.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm meeting, hanging out with Death Cab for Cutie, dipping in the lake with Ted, getting it engaged.
Getting it all done.
Yep. Importance order? That's the order, right? Death Cab, Ted, soon to be wife. We love you, Ben. Congratulations.
Yeah, no, it was a ton of fun.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Sunday, yeah, almost ripped my quad off again, chasing a ball down.
Did you score a goal?
No, Steve, we're getting close. And I know this is where we came up with the whole idea, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. And I got two shots on frame in the second game.
Okay.
So I think, like, we have this week off because it's a holiday, and then there's 2 weeks, and then playoffs.
Okay.
So I think, not this.
So how many more games do you think you have? Four?
Three at least, if we make the finals.
You
four.
Will.
You'll yeah, we should. Finals. It's us. It's everybody knows it's us in purple.
Yeah, I've been hearing reports. You guys are kind of a second half team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flying Hellfish FC. But one of these weeks is supposedly like it's encouraged maybe if people are a little looser than usual.
Oh.
So I feel like, you know, maybe that's my, like, I don't know. It's getting to the point now where like I'm obviously the center mid of our team, mm-hmm. but as it gets a little later in game, sometimes like there's like, just shoot it, dude. Like, because that's the yep. hardest thing in our league is people just don't shoot.
Oh, they're just always trying to set somebody up?
Yeah.
See, it's but, a lot. That's the opposite of hockey.
Right, because hockey.
The minute someone gets that puck, good luck getting a pass in beer league.
Right, everybody's shooting, right?
Everybody's trying to score goals.
It's so funny. We're the opposite. It's hard.
Weird.
It's hard to run and kick it, like, with force. So usually people are hoping to stop or just like, I'll give it one more touch to somebody else. But yeah, our coach sometimes is just like, at the halftime, he's like, all right, guys, like we're doing good, but we've got to shoot.
Is he a player coach?
He plays in the Premier League, like the league above us. And then it's like...
Wait, so and then he just coaches you guys?
Yeah.
He doesn't play?
I mean, not unless we need a fill-in, but then they have to play down to our level. They can't play... So, right. Like, you can't have your coach scoring goals.
Dude, like, in hockey, a lot of times, if, like, you got, like, a semi-pro guy or something like that playing, obviously, with guys that he shouldn't be playing with at a lower level, a lot of times they're like, just play defense, pass the puck.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. If you score a goal, only do it if we really need you to score a goal.
Right, so that's the way. Like, if the coaches are playing with you, you're low on players, they'll generally just pass the ball, and it's kind of like a cardinal rule. Like, don't shoot.
Yeah, don't be that guy. Like, okay, Bobby, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird, though. I would just assume everybody's trying to score.
No. Yeah, so nobody likes to shoot because it's kind of tough. And then also, like, the net's smaller, the goal's smaller, mm-hmm. there's a keeper. And then defenders are just, everybody's much more, it's easier to defend in soccer than it is, from what I can tell, to advance the ball and score. So there's always people in that midfield. I got to get a slop goal.
I was just about to say, you need a garbage goal.
Exactly, yep. Dude. Mm-hmm. Like, it's bouncing around in there.
Just post up right in front.
Yeah, comes out to about 15 yards, blast it.
Right. And then crush a Coors Light.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've been practicing dances. Now I'm just like, I don't know what to do. If I score, like, I had everything planned out.
Was that Brandi Chastain when she, like, ran, slid on her knees, and took her top off?
Yeah, but we play on turf. I slid on turf once. That rips your knees up. And, you know, if you take your shirt off, it's an automatic yellow.
It's worth it for a goal.
Yeah. If it's in the championship game, that shirt's coming off. They might as well give me a straight red.
Yeah, kick you out. I'll be right there waiting with a beer in my hand for you.
I'll pull a Dempsey and take the red card and rip it in half.
You should let me know when the playoffs. I want to come to the playoff game.
All right.
It works out scheduling-wise. I'll bring my chair.
Yeah, well...
Can I wear my wrestling gear and just cheer you on?
Yeah, I was going to say, there might be a Sunday that corresponds. Maybe you post up, watch me play a little soccer, then I'll ride up with you and watch some wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, man. Oh, and shout out to rookies. If you're ever down playing sports or just in the Central District, Rookie's a great little sports bar, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're giving shout outs to Tony V's, man.
All right, nice.
Tony V's is where we go after every Without a Cause wrestling. And when
and Tony's always super nice.
Tony's great. Everybody there is good people, right? So I get to the bar and Pitfall, he got me a shot of whiskey so we could do a shot together.
All right.
Celebrate us not killing each other. Best part, though, right before the match, he goes, you know, we hug each other. We're like, he's like, don't take anything I do to you personal. And I go, same. It's like, please know that I don't mean anything I might do to you out there.
Or say to you.
Yeah.
You pathetic, pathetic man.
Right. Like, 'cause you just don't know. You get caught up, man. Like, even I remember one time talking with Mr. Fitness from 3-2-1 Battle. He's an awesome, awesome wrestler in town. And he says, once you start having a match, yeah, you still know to keep the other person safe, but there is a part of you in your head that makes you feel like you are legitimately in a fight with this person.
Yeah.
So you get kind of caught up in that. And there are some moments in the video where there's a pretty vicious side of me that comes out. And I didn't mean it, but it just happens.
Yeah.
You know, you have another human being hitting you constantly. You're going to hit back. But so we had a shot, and then I ordered some chicken wings. And the lady's like, well, what kind do you want? I'm like, I don't want them too hot. My head hurts. Everything hurts. But I don't want, like, I kind of, you know, I want that sauce. And she goes, how about I mix the barbecue with the hot sauce?
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Game changer.
Yeah.
So if you ever go to Tony V's, get the chicken wings, but get a mixed barbecue hot sauce. The waitress, she nailed it. Both of us got it, and as we're eating our own order of wings, I ordered him a wing, set of wings, and myself, and we're just looking at each other, these are the greatest wings ever. Granted, we were starving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny, we say after soccer, too, like I say it every time, like, that beer might be my favorite beer of the week. Yeah.
That's my favorite after hockey.
Yeah, right?
You just sit back and have that first beer. It's like, it goes down like Gatorade.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh, man. You know, there was a funny thing on Twitter last night going around. People were talking about top five beers.
Top five beers just in general?
Right. So is it like Sunday afternoon football beer, grilling out beer, like post-workout beer?
Shower beer.
Shower beer was in there. Like a lot of people had shower beer in there.
Locker room shower beer is my favorite.
Dude, I might get a shower beer in this afternoon.
Do it.
Yeah.
At the gym?
No.
Oh.
I would not. No.
Is that frowned upon?
Yeah. The man still scares me.
The guy that runs the gym?
Yes.
You think he wouldn't be down with you just popping a beer out?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No. And I feel like that would be... Can I ask you a question? Like, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I broke the rule. I drank a beer in the shower. Like, you don't even have to ask me. I know why you're approaching me.
I know why you're here.
Where's Steve?
Steve, get your chair. I'm not effing with that guy, Ted. He's not down to choreograph this.
No, I'm going to lift, go home. Again, I don't know if it counts as a steak. It's just beef, but I'm going to cook it, make a salad, be super bro.
Bro.
I'm going to be like GTL and just no teeing. Jim, I'm going to do some laundry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jim Laundry, GBL.
Jim Laundry beer.
Yep. GBLM. Jim Beer Laundry Meat. Oh. All right, we should probably get out of here so you can GBLM.
Right, it's just awesome because I can tell you what's going to happen. I will go to the gym and then I'll throw in a load of laundry, I'll cook that beef, have like two shower beers, and then when everything's in the dryer, I'm just going to fall asleep on my couch.
He's living the good life.
Like, oh, this afternoon got wild. Ah, Steve, I don't want to brag. Not my normal Asian salad. Avocado ranch salad today.
Mm. Dude, we went to a pokey place in Tacoma. We drove a half hour from our house because both of us were craving pokey.
All right.
Drove all the way there and then drove it all the way back. It took an hour just to enjoy a poke bowl at my house.
Why didn't you just get sushi?
Ted, you bring up great points.
All right. I'm just saying, like, I've had sushi by your house. It's pretty close.
It's pretty awesome. The poke bowl sounded like more fun, though, at the time.
All right. All right.
Kind of want poke bowl now.
Yeah.
All right.
How's you got all the delivery stuff down there?
Like Uber Eats and
yeah, like Grubhub and all that stuff?
Yeah, we have Postmates. Never used them.
I won't lie. Last week, one day, I postmated a burger from Red Robin.
Yum.
I felt like a champion. The lap of luxury. Sitting in my own home, eating an A1 peppercorn burger.
I still love that we one time back in your Capitol Hill days and back in our really crazy party days, before there was all these Uber Eats and things, there was like some service in Capitol Hill that would drive around and
Oh my God.
And we dropped like $100.
We did. We got food from the Ram.
Yep.
And we got donuts from Krispy Kreme.
Yep. And didn't we get sushi as well? Or was that a different time?
That might have been a different time.
Well, whatever time. And we dropped like $100 just to get food from the Ram. And Krispy Kreme donuts.
Right. Me and you did, once. That was a different time. That was after, I want to say, after, like, one of the old school Red Fest.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of avocado rolls.
We did.
Yeah.
So many, like, the next, like, there was, like, they were left over.
Yeah.
God, man, I'm starving.
All right, let's get out of here. Well, you guys, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
The last 15 minutes, I don't even know if, I forgot we were doing a podcast. I was just kind of
BSing. We're just kind of chit-chatting.
Sorry, everybody.
We got them 45 minutes, right?
Yeah, whether they want it or not. And you can follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Say goodbye, Ted.
Goodbye, Ted.
I knew you were going to do
that. Right. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Much better.